Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. We all know the sound, the harsh slap crack of hard plastic on concrete, followed by the drone of rolling wheels. These are the telltale sounds of skateboarders, mostly young men, teens wearing baggy pants, t-shirts as big as sheets, and an apparent indifference to the world around them. Why do these young men hurl themselves so? Why the self-punishment? Well, perhaps the slap crack is the human equivalent of the cock-a-doodle-doo of a proud rooster in the barnyard, a way of saying, hey, look at me. The harsh slap crack demands that we pay attention, whether we want to or not. But the true audience of skateboarders is only a small segment of the population, their potential mates. Anthropologists know that males and females have different reproductive strategies. For the female, reproduction is costly, bringing a baby to term and raising it. Reproduction for males, though, is cheap, semen. It is therefore to the female's evolutionary advantage to mate with healthy males with good genes who can assist in providing for offspring. So how do females judge good genes and health? Well, millions of years of evolution have told females that males who outcompete other males at physical contests tend to have those qualities and will most often outcompete other males for food. Male skateboarders, then, can be seen as strutting their stuff, advertising for mates. But what about the males who aren't skateboarders? Well, other activities serve the same purpose, but it will be a while before a victory at chess beats a slam dunk or a sidewalk surfer's ollie. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.